plate in there. You're looking pretty pensive.
It's okay. I'm not going to make mountains.
Concerned about.
I have a bit. It's okay. I'm going to save my all my opinions. I'm just gonna, and that has nothing directed toward anybody in here for sure. All right, I will move that we on BOE 50 that we change the appraised value to 306,205.
With the caveat that it's based on the statutory calculation, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Second.
All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Motion stands. BOE number 51. On Quiet Drive, I make a motion that we change the value to $306,205.
Based on the statutory calculation, I second.
All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Motion stands.
That way it may be in the record. That's the why we did it.
Yeah. I have my concerns on low-income housing tax credits and them using the income approach, but to lower their... but I appreciate your work on it, looking at it to consider it. I mean, I know that is extra work. All right.
We now require people to give us a copy of their government contract signed. Keep in our files.
Well, it's the legislature that gave them this decreased appraised value basis. So, I mean, it's not really anything we can. If as long as we're satisfied that the calculation is being done correctly, I don't know that there's.
Correct. Correct. I mean, they. So, BOE number 8. I don't know how it's 8, but that's okay. American Equities Management Group, LLC. What does on the record mean?
It means they're not going to call in or you're not going to call them. They're not going to be here. They just got all their documentation in the file here that you can go off.
Okay, so it looks like we looked at this last year?
It was a BOE from last year.
Let's just move it back.
And let me see what the numbers were. From
what is this? Is this
property over there on Expressway?
I think it's just all land.
Okay.
And it just got removed with the exemption removals, that's all. So we all right, definitely would go back to what you ruled.
Yeah, what were our figures from last year?
$60,000. You said it at $60,000 last year on this one.
Just... So, you know, again, these have been on the market for a long time, and we had lots of information last year and came to this decision. So, and then BOE 9, what was the value?
$60,000.
I got to switch screens here.
What'd you say it was?
60.
Both of them were 60?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, I'm going to move that we change the value of BOE number 8 to $60,000 based off of what we heard last year in BOE.
Second.
All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. BOE number 9, I move that we change the valuation to $60,000. Again, another one that we've seen last year.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion stands. It looks, wow. I didn't really need to come in this morning. So in that regard, I mean, it looks like we got all through the morning docket. We might be able to address some of these in some of these afternoon ones. We'll look at it in a second.
Mr. Combs looks like he's coming in.
It looks like we have a.
Mr. Strahan did call to confirm that it was
133. Okay, so yeah. So it, we may be able to, it looks like we have a fair amount of in-persons here. Oh, wow. I mean, just, we just, we people want to come in Friday after lunch, it looks like. But having, in regard to the exemptions, I'd like to have some type of, I'd like to revisit the exemption. And I know we looked at having a motion on the table of those exemptions.
Wes, do we have, it looks like the ones we had today were all that land out there. Do we have any more like that? Do you know?
I do not know off the top of my head.
For the sake of the amount of work that it would take to reinstate all exemptions, based on my understanding, and I don't know what it would take. I mean,
well, it depends on when, if they're in the last couple of years, if there's been, I mean, obviously if there's been improvements, we're accepting those. If they've been reassessed after, but I mean, if there's a BOE decision from last year like these on, yes, they should go back.
I would like to see, I'd like to see a minimum, and this isn't having to do with me, I think it ought to be for 120 years. I know there's probably not documentation from 120 years ago. Shoot, there's barely documentation from 10 years ago, right? But, I mean, I think at least 4 years.
If nothing's changed on the property.
Well, if nothing's changed on the property, but then it can be looked at. But, I mean, we're just seeing a fair amount of these again. And I think that's a, I think it's a reasonable concession.
As a practical matter, how are you going to go back? I mean, are you talking about ones that appealed or didn't appeal? In other words, you try to, even if, in other words, it would might reduce our docket of people that have appealed. But are you also talking about people that didn't appeal?
BOE decisions that were made on whether they appealed or did not appeal be established for 4 years. I know the assessor is trying to do the best you can do, but it never should have been removed to begin with. And
I've got two more that was seen last year on the docket today.
Which ones are those?
That would be 66 and 59.
What are those? Are those land again?
On a value with Gordon Elliott. He's on 59.
No.
On
69.
59
and
66. I thought he said
59. He said 66.
They said 59 and 66. But on 59, was Gordon Elliott.
Did he?
But I mean, I just really.
Well.
I agree.
On the Branson Expressways Motel, Mr. Elliott and I have come to an agreement on different numbers. So I don't think he's going to go with what you're going to try and take him to, because we went down more.
Okay.
So.
I mean, we're
that
open.
That was an income approach?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's my only concern about blanket, because it may be, in this case, it went down.
Well, and as those arise, we can address those arise. I mean, it doesn't mean we wouldn't look at it. It doesn't mean that it can't be looked at in 2 years. I mean, it's, but, what BOE number are we on here?
This here is
59.
Okay. Okay, moving on to BOE number 59.
You say you have an agreement?
Yeah.
What's your agreed amount?
A second. On this one.
Is it an income approach issue?
I had, yeah. $755,999.
Okay, it says on our sheet 4547.
I'm looking at 2021-59 for is it 3269 Shepherd Hills Expressway? Are we on the right?
3269, yeah.
Let's see the picture. You know. That doesn't look like the one downtown. That's on Shepherd Hills.
And you agreed upon a figure of what?
$755,999. What are they at now?
Did they?
Is this one of those ones that a second cart went out?
Wait.
No.
Did you say $755,999?
Yeah.
That's what we had. He's got problems on the property.
It's a four. We got the valuation at $4,547,354.
Is that one where he tore down a building?
Yeah, there used to be a building sitting right in this area here. Yeah. And he tore down that building because it was basically falling down anyway.
Yeah.
Right. One of these here, he's got, if that's one, the back building is condemned at the moment.
This one down here?
I believe so, yeah. Okay. So that's why we were at, until we reassess in 2 years, to see what the heck he does with this thing. But yeah, that's, he was asking for 825, was he not, on this one?
That's what he said that he had paid.
And
the opinion of Mark is 825.
What did we do it for? What were we last year?
Last year you had it for 825.
Okay. Well, wow.
How did we come up with 4 million?
Well, that's why we did the work last year, and we shouldn't have to do the work this year. But I mean,
well, I'm sorry if you want to keep that, but I already talked to him. If you don't want to,
I mean, it's.
Sounds like he got to drop more.
He says it's worth $4.5 million.
I think the taxpayer.
No. He got they worked it out, and it's a $755,999. You were thinking the 7 million.
See, This is where things happen, where all these exemptions were pulled out, and the true numbers show what that should have been worth if everything was there. But then there's now circumstances that show, I think he's only got 50 operating rooms out of this whole place, and then the rest, like I said, he's got an actual paperwork from the city. I've got a copy. I don't know where I put it.
I make a motion we accept the agreed upon taxpayer's number of $755,999.
I second that motion.
Work that with the assessor.
All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. BOE, so then there's another one.
Number 60.
Okay, number 60. This is one. Do you have an agreed upon amount?
$728,681.
Can I see what that number was last year, or what we adjusted it to?
Yeah, that was 60.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't here last year.
Okay.
All right, last year it was at $755,999. So it's still going down.
Did it go? Was it here at any time?
Do you know if the person, do you know if there's, it says in person, are they, since you got an agreement, are they planning on not coming in, or can somebody want to call them over the lunch hour and tell them we did what you guys agreed to?
Last time it was at BOE, it was in 2013.
Yeah.
You see the pictures?
It says in person. I don't think we have a number, do we?
Yeah, that looks like one of the assessors there.
He bought it in 2016 for $1.1 million. It's one of the lower, it's kind of a mid-price, but he's getting, but he doesn't have as much income.
I would move that we accept the agreed-upon value that the assessors come up with of
$728,681. Second.
All in
favor?
Aye. All right, so you think we need to call...
This one here, we agreed on.
Are we all not here?
Oh, yeah.
Do we have a number?